CliffCentral.com.
Oh man, I love that Ed Sheeran song. That was Shape of You. Oh, and with today's show, I actually just, it makes me feel so sexy, so sensual. And you guys will know why in just a few. You are listening to the weekly mashup with myself, Candace Mama. And unfortunately, guys, my partner in crime, T-Mash, is stuck in Algeria. So he will not be here today. But man, has everyone in studio been excited for this. So excited. And the tweets I've gotten and the guys, but when I ask you guys to comment, why do you inbox me? Like, there's nothing to be ashamed of. But my guest in studio today is amazing. You guys might know her as a seduction expert, a relationship coach, author of May the Best Bitch Win, and of course, creator of Pussy Power. Mandisa Omahlobo, otherwise known as Mom. Hi.
Hello, Candace. I'm here.
You are so adorable, though. You are gorgeous. You are like...
Thank you.
And I came to actually know about you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, you need to see like this woman.
Don't I just love your mom, though?
Oh, my mom loves you. And I was going through your Facebook statuses and I was like, damn, I like this woman.
It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world out there.
But you've said a lot of tongues wagging. A lot of people have a lot of powerful opinions to say about pussy power.
I know.
And it is so funny because, I mean, you know, it is something all women possess. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, when you put it in a seminar, it becomes a problem.
Yeah, it's something that people don't want to talk about publicly.
Oh, yeah.
That I think that's the only problem and the main problem. And obviously the word pussy. How can she say pussy in public? Nobody says pussy in public. We say these things on inbox. We say these things in the bedroom and hush, hush. So I'm not the kind of a hush, hush person.
Yes.
Especially when I see the need and when I hear the cries.
Mm.
Yes, this seminar actually came about because of the cries that I hear every day from women doing things wrong, trying to achieve a certain goal and failing dismally. And when they come to me and I say, close your legs, they're thinking, what? You're the seduction expert. You should say, I must open my legs.
Even my eyes were like, wait, what? Close your legs. Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So I thought, it's not the first time that I'm having a seminar like this.
Yes.
I never really called it Pussy Power first time.
Okay.
The marketer in me came out this year and I called it Pussy Power.
Well, that's very smart. Because a lot of people are sharing it everywhere.
I saw what's happening out there. It's crazy. They're sharing it out of anger, out of disgust, but out of curiosity.
You know
out
what
of
I like about that? Because the people that are sharing it are like doing it out of disgust and anger. And someone out there is like, oh, I hate this. I'm going to reserve a seat.
That's exactly what my inbox looks like. Hi, Mom. I heard about you this morning. Oh, my God. What an amazing woman you are. They hate you out there. Anyway, how much is the book? Where can I book for the thingy? Where can I buy the water?
I love that because that's actually exactly what's been happening.
I am disrupting the market.
You are.
I am disrupting. Things are not going to be the same. But after Mom,
can I ask you something just before we get into the whole discussion of pussy power seduction and that kind of,
yeah.
What leads someone to do something that's called a seduction expert? Because this is the first time I've actually heard of someone being a seduction expert.
I hope it's not the last time. I hope there will be more of seduction experts out there.
Yeah.
Once the dust settles and people stop being so scared of following their passion. This is my passion. And it came about because I used to be married.
Okay.
And then it all came crashing down. I didn't know what went wrong, but instead of pointing fingers, I sat down and looked at my contribution to the collapse of the marriage. Because the only person I can change is me.
Oh, I love that.
And because of that, I decided that, okay, next time when I meet a man, whether a boyfriend, fuck buddy or husband, I want to know as a woman what I'm doing in this relationship and why I'm doing it and what's the outcome that I should expect. And voila, I came across seduction, which, by the way, is not sex.
Mm.
It's just a psychological sequence of actions from your part to convince the other person, like, I am the it. I am the ish. you lose this, you will lose your mind.
Oh, I
without
love that.
Using words, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, the way you don't even have to change anything, because seduction is not even physical, it's psychological.
Oh, wow.
It's how you carry yourself, the things you don't say, the things you say when you see a situation, which is why I say to women, set goals before you decide how to do something. Decide what you want first.
Oh, I love that.
Then we'll deal with the how later. Let's know what you want so that we can chart a path that is going to your goal, your destination. Oh. So it came about when I discovered seduction. I was like, wow, this sounds like power.
Yes.
And the nice thing, I don't have to take off my panties when I seduce. I don't
think a
have
lot of
to.
Women at home are like clapping their hands like, yes, sister, thank you.
By the time you get to the panty bedroom pussy part, he is gone. He is all yours. And people right now are pretending like, because in my poster, in my current advert, right at the bottom, there's somewhere where it says, Gulula ukubambindoda, which means it's very easy to hold on to a man or to keep a man.
Oh, wow.
And people are offended by that statement. And I'm thinking, so don't women want to keep their man?
That's actually funny, because I'm like, I would love that. I would love
don't
how to
they,
know.
Why then do they do through so much trouble? Turning into psycho chicks, trying to hold on to one man. And I'm saying, yeah, it's what you want. I know how to do it. Come, I'll teach you.
But people don't want to claim it.
They don't. And I'm okay if they don't. I'll claim it on their behalf. I'll take all the stone throwing. It's okay. I don't mind. I'm not scared.
Yes.
All I'm going to say is I know how to do it. If you want to learn, come. Hang around me.
So you are like the female Hitch, you know, the Will Smith character Hitch. And
yeah, Hitch was more on the matchmaking side.
And Hitch said something like, every man has got the power to sweep any woman off her feet. All he needs is the right broom. And it seems like you're providing the right broom for women.
Yeah, those that are willing to listen and implement, yes. And hundreds, if not thousands of women have been changed by what I'm doing. Because it's not the first time. A lot of people are hearing about me today for the first time, this week for the first time. I've been walking this path since 2006. Jeez. I have been doing this for almost 11 years
Yes.
now. Yeah.
It seems like you, I guess because of the sensation around you right now, it seems like you came about overnight.
Yeah.
Like last week you thought of it, this week we're talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
But it's the social media as well. Because when I started, there was no social media. Or it wasn't as popular as it is now. There was no sharing of posts. I wasn't posting anything. I was just doing my thing in my corner, helping those that came to me.
Yeah.
My main source of getting the word out there was the mainstream media.
Okay.
But now that there's social media, it looks like there's a new woman in town.
Oh, yes.
She's not. She's actually very old.
Oh, no. But I love that in 11 years, what would you say is the biggest thing holding women back from maybe not only just keeping a man, but attracting a man into their life?
Women are desperate. Yo. Hey, women want to be in relationships at all costs. Yo.
They're like, hey, Mara, he wears pants.
Things. They do. Yeah. Women do things that work against them that have made men so relaxed to the point where men don't want to lift a finger to convince you to be his.
Wow.
Women are lifting all 10 fingers.
All the weight.
Carrying the weight. Even before he is your man, they do things to grab his attention. Wrong things. And men, when they see this happening, they're not thinking, oh, there is my wife. They're thinking, let me tap that ass. It's coming on a platter anyway.
Or let me have a fat insert.
Just yes, a fat insert even serves them better because women come with money these days.
But what would you say? I mean, women have a natural femininity that we are born with, right? And then somehow along the way we lose that. We start becoming more masculine in our approach. What changed our thinking around a man should, you know, be a provider, he should be a protector. And now we're doing everything. We get ADT, we do our own groceries, and the man is literally just physically there.
Yeah, what changed things, I think, is all the influences and the noise in society where there are groups of women saying we are independent and we are powerful. And then another group would say we are the triple S, single, successful, satisfied. Another group. And then obviously I would to some extent blame religion.
Okay.
I don't know what they tell. I'm not really a very religious person. I am a spiritual person, but not religious.
Okay.
So I don't know what they tell these women in church, but I have a lot of clients, yes. Christian clients, that are not happy with what they were taught. And they say what I say goes against everything that they were taught. But they're not winning. They're not getting what they want if they use what they were taught. And then I teach them something different, and then suddenly they get closer to what they want. So obviously society started dictating, the media started telling women that it's the 21st century, or if you go 10 years ago, it's the 90s, you must be the woman of the 90s, wear whatever you want, yes. If you like a guy, go up to her, freedom of speech, yes. Tell the guy, yes. I like you, and you've got a gorgeous eyes, and be liberated, which is fine, it's called confidence, I like confidence in people, however, they forgot to send an email to nature. To say nature, things are changing now, because nature hasn't changed.
I like that.
Nature still believes that a man must pursue, still believes that a woman must be lured, a woman must be coy and act shy and dress up and smell good and go play and be difficult and push him and pull him and push him and pull him until he is willing to climb Mount Everest for you. Mm. So we lost that when we started being liberated as women, which is why women are fighting me.
Yes.
Right now, the women that are fighting me are actually saying, you're taking us back. I don't know where they come from. Mm. So I don't know where's the back. Whatever their back is, I don't want to go there. And I'm glad I've never been there before.
Yes.
So I seriously would not want to take them back. I just don't have the GPS of their origin. I don't know where they come from.
Oh man, I love that. But I call that the Beyonce syndrome, which is, you know, Beyonce sings all these songs about, you know, be free, be independent, be single,
but that's
be
whatever. Beautiful.
And then she's got a man, so she can tell us all, like,
and
you know, you're good alone, like, be alone. And then she goes back to Jay-Z and her kids, and she's like, "Ooh, I love that I got a man at home."
Yes, but she's also a very smart marketer.
Oh, yes.
Because she looks at the situation, and she listens at what the people are saying. Oh, this is what they're saying. It means this is what they want.
That is true.
It doesn't affect her personally. This is what her fans want. They buy. She creates a song, "Who Runs the World, Girls?" And people are like, "Yeah, we run the world. We don't need men. Who needs men?" Then you go home alone. Your friends are no longer there. Your movement is no longer there.
You're drinking wine.
And you're sitting,
I'm
eating
tired.
Pizza, watching the Kardashians as they marry every black guy that ever existed.
I love it. I actually want to now get into the crux of it. There's one of your statuses which I actually loved on Facebook.
Okay.
And I saw a couple of comments on it. And it said, you should actively look for a partner like you would for a job.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means when people are in certain situations, like, I'm looking for a job, or I want to join a church, or I want to uplift my social life, they're active. They actively do those things. They participate. They conform to whatever rules. When you join a church, they tell you, we dress like this. You come at 10. You attend the what meetings. Mm. And they conform. They dress the part. They walk the part. They start even talking the language. I'm highly favored, what, all those things. It's what is expected of them because they are part of this movement or of this entity.
Yes.
When you look for a job, you don't just wear your baggy pants and comfortable t-shirt, put on your slippers or your sneakers and go look for a job.
Yeah.
It depends what kind of a job you're looking for. You dress according to the requirements of the job.
Mm.
And you upgrade your skills accordingly. You go back to school if the need is there.
Yeah.
You talk to people who are already doing this. You arm yourself with knowledge. You arm yourself with all the tools and weapons needed for you to bag this job.
Mm.
When it comes to a man, the only thing that affects your whole life, a man or a woman, your partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that changes everything for you.
Mm.
But people fold their arms and says, there's a person for every one of us out there. God will see me through.
That is so true. I'm praying about it.
It will happen if it's meant to be. You do know that the job wasn't meant to be. You did something about it and then it happened. When it comes to a man, why must I change? Why must I teach myself and
attend
seminars?
He must love me like I am.
Yes, he must accept me.
Mm.
And men don't accept what I love men. You know, men are smart. They never accept anything they don't like.
Huh.
Men are like that. They know what they like and they go for it. If he marries you and you know what he wants, there's something that he wants from you.
Oh, wow.
And he will get it.
Wow.
With women, God will see me through. If it's meant to be, he must accept me. Da, da, da. Why must I? I mean, they're fighting me right now. They say, I said in the poster, wear dresses, wear a dress and hook him with your legs. But men love women's legs. Mm. And we love men.
Yeah.
So why not?
But if some women would say that, you know, my legs aren't necessarily toned or, you know, I've got chunky
men
legs.
Men don't
or
see
skinny.
That.
Really?
Men don't see. Men see legs. I don't
really?
Care. We are the women that are the enemy of your legs, not the men.
Yeah, because a lot of women would be like, but I'm not.
How can she dress like this? Did she not look at the mirror? Do you understand? Men hardly ever say such things.
That is true.
Men look at their legs and think, I wonder what lies at the top of those legs.
Really?
Yes.
Because women have been taught it's either your butts or your boobs that will draw men. You know, so it's either one of the two, but not necessarily
men. They are visual, but legs, oh my God, men love legs. And I know this for a fact because I have clubs, ne?
Yes.
I have clubs, and at some point my clubs used to meet physically. Right now we are just on Facebook, but we used to meet every 2 weeks for like 3 years physically, and I would say, please wear dresses. Then we all wear dresses and we take pictures. Okay. And I would post these pictures. Men would flock into these pictures. And some of them would inbox me and say, where do you get these women who still wear dresses?
Wow.
And I would show them. I would say, this is what they're saying about you.
Wow.
They're not saying, oh, the one in a red dress is nice. Oh, the one in a yellow dress, not so nice. They're just saying, wow. Like, Mom. They used to badger me and say, just... please get me a wife from your group. Please get me a wife. And I'll be like, no. I'm not in that business. I'm not for that. Go find your own wife. But it was the dresses. And
okay.
And the way they sit on women and the color and the patterns and all sorts of dresses.
Yeah.
This is subtle seduction. You don't even have to say anything. Just wear your dress, oil your legs, and walk on the street and see how many cars stop.
Wow. But would you say that, you know, as women, we've got different strengths, right? So someone who's extremely sexy, as a woman, you look at this woman, you're like, bam, she's hot.
That's why you mustn't do anything for women. Women are very, very hateful and vengeful and spiteful, and we don't like each other.
That is
we don't like each other. Yeah. So if you want to do anything, whether wear a dress or start a company or write a book, don't think about women. You will be discouraged. Even if you're writing it for them, don't think about them. Think about yourself. Think about what you want and go for it anyway.
Wow. I like that. In terms of how do you capitalize, like as a woman, just any ordinary woman who's about to get into the seduction process, how do you capitalize on your strengths? If you are more of a tomboy, so now when you wear a dress, you feel like, oh man, I look like Usain Bolt in a dress, you know? So how does that work?
No, that's fine. If the dress is not for you, it's not a train smash. Like I said, seduction is not physical.
Mm.
Though the dress part came because men are visual. They're very visual. But if you can't fit into that, it's okay. You can still be a seductress with your baggy pants and your jeans. And your Yes, because seduction is all about capturing his mind.
Okay.
Yes, it's not a physical thing. So if you're there and you're wearing your sneakers and you're wearing your... I have a lot of actually tomboys following me on Facebook and they do talk to me and they are happy. They implement. There are many techniques you can use. Flirting. I have this one called 7 seconds technique where you use your eyes. Doesn't matter what you're wearing. It's all about the conversation between you and him. Using the eyes.
Wow.
It's got nothing to do with what you're wearing. Because at the end of the day, for instance, charm. Mm. If you have to be a charmer and charm a guy off his pants or off his boots.
Yes.
You don't even need to be wearing a dress. Yes, dress is very charming. Mm-hmm. A dress is charming, but there are many other skills that you can apply to charm a man to the point where he's just addicted to you.
Wow.
Yes.
Could you give us like a tidbit of what those skills would be? Not too much because people need to come to the seminar, but just a little, just
charm,
one.
Charm. Okay, for instance, a charm, I always say people when I'm holding a charm seminar, the art of charm, that if you want to be a successful charmer, you need to step out of yourself a bit.
Okay.
You need loads of self-esteem because when you are charming people, it's not about you. You make it about them.
Oh.
You listen to them without interrupting.
Huh.
Listening is something that a lot of people don't practice anymore.
Mm.
So when you listen and a person can feel that you're listening, they just like it because then they can talk. Then they can offload. One thing that people need to know is that people love to talk about themselves.
Ah,
there is nothing that is so quick in capturing a person's attention than allowing them to talk about themselves. ask him about his job. If he has a child, his kids, and he loves them, ask him about that. I've helped people with very difficult bosses, whether male or female boss, and I would say, go back to work and charm this person. Stop being so defensive. At the end of the day, she's your boss or he's your boss. So he will have the last say. And you just have to abide by his rules, whether you like them or not. Try a different approach. Instead of fighting because you think you deserve things, because you've earned them, because you went to school or you have 10 years experience, forget that for now. Look at this person as a person, not a boss, a human being. This person has a life outside the office. Find out about that life. Who is he? Is he married? Does he have a wife? Does he have kids? Does he love horse riding or running or whatever? Talk about those things. People love to talk about those things. Because if it's my passion personally is road running. I can talk for days about running on the road, the ups, the downs, the races that were good for me, the races that were bad. I can show you my medals. I can show you my pictures. I love that. So if you want to capture my attention, by all means, talk to me about running. Most people are like that. If he loves music, even download tunes together and say, I've got this track. Oh my God, I'll show it to you at lunchtime. Let me just go finish my report. And then at lunch, I'll sit with you. I will download. Someone would say, would need something like, I mean, we live in technological times now. A lot of bosses are a bit older and they look lost around the computer. Go help them. Instead of saying, oh, she's such a bitch, I want you to struggle, I won't show her how Twitter works. Go and actually say, I can create a Twitter account for you. And you're there and it's like, no, you just press this button and press here. You see, now you have an account. Find a nice picture and then let's upload. It's called a profile picture. Really? What? You're so smart, Candice. Oh, no. You're too kind. Do you understand? You're charming this person. This is something that has got nothing really to do with work, but it's not too personal to the point where she thinks you're invading a space or you're prying. So then they can learn to relax. They come on Monday morning after horse riding race or golf, a round of golf, and you're like, so how was your golf over the weekend? Oh, it was bad. My handicap is what? And I'm like, what is a handicap? No, a handicap is this and that and that and that and that. So do you like Tiger Woods? Ah, that's all you know, Tiger Woods. Everybody thinks Tiger Woods is the only golfer in the world. Actually, there's so-and-so and so-and-so and so. Really? You know what? One day I want to have tea with you. You must tell me about this golf thing.
Wow, so it's also...
Then they relax.
So it's about... Seduction can be used in... a work environment, and it can be used in a romantic environment.
I've had two women seduce their mothers. They used to fight all the time with their mothers. I said, stop fighting. It's not getting you what you want. Let's use something that can get you what you want. What do you want? I just want to have a good relationship with my mother. Can you just relax? We'll seduce her. They send me messages to say, OMG, like, my mom actually called me. My mom never calls me. She called me and said, when are you coming again? Because now when you've charmed someone, they start to miss you when you're not there.
Because you're pleasurable.
You make them feel
you're
good.
You're positive.
You use the right word. Charmers are bringers of pleasure. And it's not sexual pleasure. It's just pleasure. I can relax around you, Candice. They even say, when they go around, do you know Candice is the only person that understands me? She doesn't know that Candice is the only person that seduced me.
But I love that. If we take a few steps back into, women say that all the time, you know, I don't know where to meet men. And obviously, logically speaking, you walk out the house and there are like millions of men everywhere. So when women come to you with that scenario, what do you say to them?
I would ask, which country do you live in where there are no men at all? Which company do you work for that only employs women? Which church do you go to? Which mall do you go to where there are no men at all?
Yes, yes.
I think what they are talking about is, yes, there are men, but
not
I don't meet the
man.
Kind of a man that I want. So I would say to them, actually, there's a seminar coming about this, Single Storm, yes. I would say to them, you need to decide what type of a man you want.
Okay.
What type of a man do you want to hang out with? Do you want to date? Because I see women dating men for the sake of dating, not because this is the kind of man I would really choose if I had a choice. So I'm saying you do have a choice. One, you just need to stop being lazy.
No.
Stop being lazy. Get out of the house. Dress up. Put on some lipstick at least. Don't go there with dry lips. Lip gloss again. put on a dress because men are visual.
Okay.
But they will see you even in your skinny jeans. It's okay. Yes. They will see you. You may find someone who's actually looking because skinny jeans can actually move with your body and shape you in the right kind of way. It's okay. If that's who you are, it's fine. It's not a problem. But then once you've decided that this is the kind of a guy I would like to date, then do some research. The same way I said with the job, when you're looking for a job, you research which companies would I like to work for, which department, which industry. You do research. You sit down in your computer instead of sitting on your phone and going through posts and liking rubbish things there and bashing people that have got no business to do with you.
Yes.
Can you use your phone to at least do some research on this type of a man? Where does he hang out?
Yes.
Where does he play?
Okay.
Where does he work? Where does he church? Where does he do his stuff, his groceries? Your trolley and his trolley may bump. At some point, and he comes and says, "I'm sorry," and you're like, "Oh, you broke my eggs. Now I'm supposed to..." Okay, the egg story is bad because postpartum semen is coming, and people's eggs may be fertilized. Let's just get out of the egg situation.
Yeah, they might get a little scrambled. Okay.
Yes, but once you know who you want to attract, or who you attracted to, go there.
Mm.
I tell women, they say, "Oh, I always date boys. You know, there's boys who still stay with their parents and blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, if you shop at, you're looking to date a BEE guy, kind of, if that's your cup of tea.
Yeah.
And you're looking to date a businessman who hangs around Sentin, who drinks coffee at Melrose Arch, why do you then shop at Maponya Mall? How will you bump into this guy?
So
he hardly ever comes there.
Establish where your target is and go there.
Yes, and be a regular there. Even if you go and drink a cup of... Because he may see you first time, but not really notice you.
Okay.
Second time, he may see you, notice you, but like, I don't care.
Okay.
Third time, actually.
I'm missing something here.
That girl.
Yeah.
Fourth, go read books at Hyde Park Mall for crying out loud.
Okay.
And go drink coffee at whatever. I'm not trying to advertise anybody, but you know who you want. Go there.
Okay. So if you go, so I'm a single woman. So I go and I sit and I'm like, oh, I want a Hyde Park man. Mm. You know, a man who's just leisurely and he doesn't really work, so he's got all the time in the world for me.
Okay.
So I go and sit there. So what do I do? Do I just sit? I order my cappuccino.
It's called boy watching.
Okay.
It's called boy. There's a whole seminar again on boy watching. A whole lecture on boy watching. It's called boy watching.
Okay, so you sit and do you literally watch and you target and you like say, okay,
no,
I like you.
No, not really. I don't really encourage women to be that active.
Yes, okay.
Where you actually now, they call it a rubber neck. Every man that passes, your neck is, oh my God, it's like...
You're breaking yourself.
You are... No, that's a wrong approach.
Okay.
You go there. You're very classy. I'm talking to classy women. You go there. Let's say after work, you want to go have a drink wherever, and you sit. You're not there to search, look for a husband or look for a boyfriend.
Okay.
You're sitting there minding your own business.
Oh.
Just mind it such that you notice people worth noticing, and they notice you. That's where the flirting comes in, the 7 seconds technique comes in, the way you're dressed, you actually making an occasion out of going to the bathroom.
Oh.
Because now you know that Mr. Man over there
is watching.
Has been flirting with me subtly, and now let me show him the rest of me.
Ah.
And you stand up and you... If you're with your girls, you're like, ladies, let me go and powder my nose.
Okay.
And you walk. You don't have to walk a certain way per se. Like, you don't have
one leg in front of the other.
No, you don't have to change who you are.
Okay.
Just walk and go to the bathroom. Especially after the 7 seconds technique, he would have noticed you, and boom. By the time you come back, he may block you before you join your girls.
Oh,
can I
okay.
get your number?
Okay.
Something like that. That is seduction, guys.
So it takes practice, I'd assume. You're not going to go out there the first time.
That's why you can't be lazy if you want to be a seductress. You can't be lazy. You can't be angry. You can't come with this. I'll try this, but you can't. It's either you want to do it or you don't.
That's what I like. You can't be angry. You have to approach it with an open mind and say, this is going to work for me.
Yeah, a lot of women are still carrying anger towards men from previous hurt, previous disappointments. So they have this thing of, you know what, because I need a man anyway, I'll do it. But, men are dogs. You see, men, they have this negative energy and attitude towards men, and they're angry. So I always tell them, nope, sorry, go home, deal with your issues first.
Yes.
We are having fun here. See, that is for having fun. It should be a lifestyle. It's not a tool to fix broken marriages. Mm-hmm. It's not a tool to fix cheating men. It's not a tool to actually get anyone to do things they don't want you to.
Oh, okay.
You should be having fun. It should be a lifestyle. This is who I am. I am a seductress. It comes naturally over time. Mm. If you keep practicing, you find yourself dressing a certain way because that's you.
Mm.
And then they will say, oh my God, the way you dress though.
Oh.
It's like, I just want to see you every morning. What is she wearing today?
Yes.
Because it's who you have become. It's who you are, and you're having fun. I tell women that are in my groups that if you're not having fun, something is not right. Mm-hmm. You're doing it wrong. Especially the new ones, because they come there with issues. They're still angry at baby daddy.
And they're like, I just want a new man. Just give me a new man.
Usually it's not really I want a new man. They are, I'll show this one.
Yes, okay, so
and I'm thinking, okay, hold your horses, let me work with you. That's why I have a whole program called TOTS, Tools of Transformation.
Oh.
So I say to women, before you can seduce anyone, let me help you transform from this angry self, from this uninspired woman, from this broken, hurt, disappointed, betrayed woman, to the point where you are actually happy, whether you have a man or not, where you are not feeling vengeful towards anyone, where by the time you step out into the world and say, hello world, I'm a seductress, you're actually doing it out of happiness, not out of, yeah, man, I'm sick and tired of men. I'm going to go out seducing each and every one of them, breaking their hearts. No.
I'm going to be a heartbreaker.
We love our craft. Can you please not bring your negative energy to it?
So what I'm hearing is that you work with a woman before you send her out there to attract the man.
If they come to my one-on-one sessions where it's you and me, yes, I listen to you. I listen. I pick up things from what you're telling me, because usually they're telling me about all the sins that their men have done. Mm. But it's human nature. We are like that. I've been done wrong. This is what he did. Blah, 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 blah. And then as you are talking to me, I'm picking up things, your character, your personality as you speak. And then in the end, I would tell you what I'm reading from you, who you are, as I understand it. And then I say, based on that, maybe this man is behaving like this because you are like this.
Okay.
So seduction is not going to change him, but you changing may influence him.
But would you say seduction is not a one blanket for all kind of situation? Does it have core principles that everyone can apply?
But how does it work? Skills.
Yes.
Seduction is an umbrella, and under this umbrella there's an array, there's a buffet of skills and strategies that you can mix and match to get what you want, depending on what you want in a relationship or in a situation. Which is why I can't work with someone who doesn't know what they want. I mean, I once had a woman client who was very angry and hurt by her previous man, and I said, okay, sis, it's fine, I heard your story, so what do you want? I don't want men.
Oh yeah.
I said, okay, I can't get you what you don't want. I would like to get you what you want.
Okay.
So you need to know what you want.
Mm.
And then based on your goals and your dreams, then we can see which skills we can apply to get you what you want.
Mm.
But it's not about men. I don't like it when women make seduction about men. It should be about you. It should be about how you move around in the world.
Mm.
I've even told women, why are you focusing on these men, Basetembisa, only? Do you know how big and wide the world is?
Yeah.
Can you just move house and go stay in Thailand or New York or Soweto and just see some
and meet new men?
Even new friends, even new female friends.
Yes, but would you say that any woman can seduce any man? Or is this, you got to kind of get your...
Anybody can be seduced. Anybody, man or woman. Men seduce us every day without even trying.
Yes,
they don't need mom. Men were born with it. They know how to do it. We fall for them. They turn us into psycho chicks because they've seduced us. They don't use the word seduce because maybe they didn't know that what they are doing to us is called seduction.
Mm-hmm.
We fall for it. We fall in love. I mean, you end up loving a man you never thought ever that you could ever love because he's done all the right things. He's said all the right words. He has behaved in a manner that captured you.
Mm.
And then one day, boom, he pulls the plug on you. Or maybe he cheats on you and you're thinking, what? I didn't even like this guy in the beginning.
Yes.
He's thinking, then what happened?
Yes.
No, it's just that day. When then you tell a story. There was a time
you can't
I was
identify
crying.
It.
You don't really know what happened. Because seduction works like that. It's like
subtle.
A virus.
Yes.
It enters you in a very pleasurable way. And one day you wake up and you're fully seduced. And you're this victim of this guy. And you're thinking... So one day when you're over this guy, you see when you read people's Facebook statuses, they're like, thanks God I'm over him. Oh, my crush is getting big-headed. I'm getting a new crush.
Yes.
When you look back and you feel embarrassed.
Yes.
Why did I do all these things that I did because of that? He's not even worth it. Look at how he dresses. Look at how he walks. I'm actually... even better than that guy. I think I was dating beneath me, but in the
but
end
you still
did.
Dated him.
You did date him.
Yes.
You did do things with him.
Yes.
How did he convince you? He seduced you.
Wow.
But because you are not aware. I told women in my last event last year in November, I said to them, we learn seduction not only to seduce, but to know when we are being seduced.
Ah, so that the prey can know when
he's
being
seduced. Yeah, my younger sister rolls like that. When a guy's doing things, and I'm like, I think that guy, and she goes, that's chapter 6. He is going, oh, chapter 6 on me.
Wow, I love that, though. But how would you say to a woman, because women usually come into the situation and they... not all women, but they want a sort of a quick fix. Like, please just give me, I don't have time, I'll pay you what you need, but I just need 7 quick things to go out there and do, because I just want a man.
I turn them away. I don't work like that.
It's a process.
Unless someone, for instance, married people, I feel sorry for married women, because then they're in a situation where there's a husband and kids, and she could be losing her house and stuff.
So divorce. There's a lot more.
Yes, so if she comes and it's agent, I do work with her to correct the situation at that time, depending on what she wants, especially if she's getting divorced and she doesn't want that. And I say, okay, let's turn it around. We can turn things around.
Wow.
You are not going to get divorced. I will ensure that. Then we sit and we work. She has to be willing to work. We work and we turn things around. And the husband comes back and he settles down. Then I say, now we have to go back. Now you have to transform, because whatever it is that pushed him away at that time may still be here. So let's change that. Let's not change him. Let's change that and influence him. If he's a good man, you don't have to throw him out. Unless he's no longer in love with you.
Mm-mm.
And it's very apparent that
yes.
he seriously doesn't want to be here. I never encourage women to stay in a situation where they're not wanted.
Mm.
And if they cry and they say, but mom, I love him. I'm like, why would you want to be with a man who doesn't want to be with you? There's 7 billion people on earth. What if he is not the one?
Yeah.
And we seduce him and he stays, but he still fights because he doesn't want to be here. He wants to go to his wife. But I'm his wife. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're the one before the one.
What do you say to people who say that seduction is manipulation?
It is.
The guys that...
It is. I agree. I say, yes, you're right. It is. It's the power to lead astray. Yes.
I love that. So you are consciously manipulating someone.
Yes, you're manipulating the situation to get what you want. People do it all the time for different reasons.
Yes.
Not just for romantic relationships. If I want something from you, Candice, and I know that you're difficult. I'm a woman, you're a woman. Yes. We work in the same office. I'm thinking, okay, I would like Candice to borrow me the what, but I know she's going to say no. So I have to think of ways to convince you. I'm about to seduce you. I may say, girlfriend, how about going out tonight? It's Pussy Thursday. And I know that's what you like.
Yes,
not
yes.
really me, but maybe I don't. Maybe I'm not really a person who likes to go out, but I know you love it. And maybe I've got tickets to see whatever musician that you really like. Because I'm softening you. I'm approaching indirectly. I know my goal. I want Candice to come and decorate at my child's party. But Candice is very difficult. Or she's very expensive.
Yes.
So I soften you.
Okay.
I've got tickets. Let's go to the comedy show tonight, girlfriend. Maybe we can have drinks afterwards. Sure. Oh, really? Oh, my God. I love Trevor Noah or whoever. And then we go, oh, my God. And when we're there, it's not about me. It's about you. So, Candice, how did it go with that Tom guy? Oh, my God, don't go there. Why can't I date this guy already?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And then I allow you to vent. I allow you to talk. I'm there. I'm your cheerleader. You relax. By the time you know it, I'm like, ish, you know what? I have to go. I still have to convince that decorator that is so lousy, unlike Candace, who is so good. But anyway, oh, you know what, girlfriend? I can do this for you. Boom, you're gone.
Yes, I love that. But can we focus just a little bit on the sexual aspect of now coming into a relationship? You've gone through the seduction phase. You've met your man. Now he's there. Mm. Now you're in the bedroom. Is there some sort of a thing that you have to do in the bedroom to make sure now this man cannot leave?
Because if it's bad. I think that would be now the job of a sex expert.
Okay, so that's you don't give women advice?
No, not really, not physical, but psychological. I can tell you, which is what we will talk about at the Pussy Power Seminar. How to behave before, how to behave during, how to behave afterwards, and how to remain standing. That's why in my agenda, I posted the agenda this morning. One of the items on the agenda is beware oxytocin, which is a cuddle hormone that you release after sex.
Yes.
That makes us women make mistakes.
I love him.
Suddenly you're practicing your signature with his surname. And it's the first time. This guy doesn't even know your full name. He knows you as Mimi. And now he's suddenly... Mimi Jackson. Who's Jackson? My boyfriend. Actually, my husband. Like, what? You have a boyfriend? I didn't even know. Your best friend doesn't even know you have a boyfriend. You're already planning the wedding.
So you are. So in essence, the strategies you are teaching is how to empower women to fight their natural hormones when
not
you meet
really
a man.
Not really fight, but channel them and control them. We actually even have another lecture on emotional intelligence because women are emotional beings. Mm. And by nature, we do get attached to anyone that we sleep with.
Yes.
And I'm saying there's nothing wrong with getting attached, but can you be smart about it?
Mm.
Such that ungakhawatheki, because if you're not smart, then you start doing things that are making you look like you're too desperate, you're too needy, you're too clingy, and then push him away. Not because he doesn't like you, but you're too much. But for you, it comes naturally. How can you say, I'm too much, I love him most?
Because when we think we're going to marry a guy, even if this guy doesn't know we're going to marry him yet, we already start cooking. He comes home, you are stirring. You're like, he's going to love me.
Four course meal, darling. They go all out.
And then he leaves you
and the fifth course would be the pussy, baby.
But it brings me to a book that's called Why Men Love Bitches.
Sherry Agov, I love her
to bits. So I think this is kind of saying, you know what? Yes, you're a woman. Yes, this is your natural inclination. But be smart.
Make sure
you are choosing the right individual to give your all to before you just like...
Don't give your all to anybody.
What?
He must get bits by bits. But he will get your all on his last day on earth.
Wow.
You give bits... of you, bits of you. I always say I had a seminar 2 years ago. No, not 2 years ago, last year. I don't know when, but I had a seminar where I said, let him fall first. Remain
like
standing in love. Let him fall first. Because when he falls, then you know he's there.
Yes.
Remain standing. We fall easily because we are women. We born like that. It's our biology. It's in our DNA to fall. We fall everywhere. Fall. You meet Tom, you love him, he dumps you, fine. Then you fall for dick. Oh, I even say to women, Nilthatha aputandolungaga. You love. Niyakuthanda. Relax.
Yes.
If you really know that he is the one, work your mojo, work your magic and let him fall. Mm. You will follow afterwards.
I like that. I really like that. You know, I just... This is, my mind's already here. It is there. I'm already thinking how I'm going to implement some of these strategies. But before, because we're running out of time. I can't believe it. I felt like we could cover so much more. There's something that you are known for, and I'm not going to ask you to tell everyone what it is.
I am not even going to talk about it. We'll talk about it at the seminar.
The holy herb.
I'll talk about it at the seminar. I've decided I won't talk about the holy herb in public. I want to protect its identity. I want to protect everything about it. But people do inbox me. I explain to them on inbox what it does. It does wonders for women.
You know what's funny about the holy herb, though? Like on Twitter, someone was like, this woman is giving people corabella.
They can say whatever they want to say. Who cares? If they really want to know, they must.
Why are you whisking?
I actually posted against women giving men corabella.
It's a real thing?
I posted, I think 2 weeks ago, I posted and I said, I am very much against it. I don't like it. I don't associate with people who do it. I just don't promote it. I'm against it.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I've done my research on how it works, and it's disgusting. Really? I hate it. Oh, it's very disgusting how they mix that thing. I hate it. It's not for us classy, sentient women. Sorry.
Who want a good man.
No.
Oh, my gosh. This has been an incredible show. Thank you so much for coming. And your book is May the Best Bitch Win. Where do women get this?
I've got people selling it all over the country. Mm-hmm. They just inbox me. Zara Books as well in Midrand, they sell it. It's a bookshop in Midrand. You can Google them. It's an online bookshop, but they have a physical shop in Midrand as well.
Okay.
You can buy it online or from them. But if people inbox me or Tandi Mudandongwe, who is the general manager of Perfect Girl, we will point them to the right direction, depending where they are in the country.
And what can women expect to learn in the May the Best Bitch Win?
That book was written mainly for wives.
Okay.
As you can see the picture, that's the wife in the blue dress, that's the husband, that's the side chick. And I was
the
saying,
side chick is working it.
Yes, I was saying to the wife, don't let that woman in the purple dress control your house. Because side chicks control what happens in someone's house. But the wife in the blue dress has given her the power to do that.
Oh.
So the book is indicating to women, this is how you give up your power. And because a lot of people misinterpret it and said, I'm saying women must fight, and then the winner gets the man. Actually, the whole point is to seduce
the
man. Yeah, such that I have even said to the wives, when someone says, oh, your husband is cheating on you, there's a side chick. Say, is it your side chick? Why? Where do you get involved? Can my husband cheat in peace, please, without you guys interfering? And then go behind the scenes and work your magic. Just don't acknowledge her.
Yes, okay.
Work your magic such that you elbow her out very quietly.
Oh, wow. And last question before we go. Would you say seduction is a lifelong process?
Forever and ever and ever. But you can't wake up and be
a sister. What about women who are like, hey, Mara, this is too much work. May
I then they mustn't do it. It's not for them.
Really?
Let them cry every day. It's okay. They do that. They do that. Ah, they bash it. I'm not going to work so hard for a man until her own husband doesn't come home. Then they inbox me.
Oh, man.
I do help. I don't judge. I'm running a business. I do help. Even though I know what you said about me last year, I don't care. As long as you pay me, I'll help you.
I love it. Let's talk about the Pussy Power Seminar. When is it? Where is it? How can people?
2 April. It's my birthday. I'm turning 16 again. It's at the Rivonia Sports Club, just down Rivonia Road there, behind Chili Lane.
Yes.
There's a very nice venue there. I used to use that venue for my club meetings. So on the 2nd, I'm using it for the seminar. It's 300 rands per seat. I'm actually 80% booked.
Wow.
So I only have like maybe 25 seats left.
Jeez.
Yes, because we're only hosting 100 women.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great.
Whatever.
And dress code, dresses?
Dresses, please, please, please. If you're not wearing a dress, you're not coming inside.
Dresses and high heels or dresses and
it doesn't matter if you've got very nice fancy flats that you trust, it's okay. I don't mind. I'm not imposing. Some people can't walk in high heels. I don't want them to embarrass themselves. Some people wear high heels the whole week for work and they just want to relax over the weekend. I'm not fussy, but please, dresses. If you're not wearing a dress, maybe we'll let you in, but you'll sit right at the back and we don't want you in our pictures. You will ruin our pictures.
And do you find that women are ashamed or not ashamed, but they don't want to be known to have attended the seminar?
No.
People
go
are
to
proud.
My timeline
They're
now.
Proud.
Go to my Facebook now. They're saying we will be there. Even the Holy Herb, there's a guy who came to me and said, you're the only person in the whole country that I know who sells the herb on Facebook. We know women do these things at night behind the scenes. You saying broad daylight, and they come confidently on your page and they say, yeah, I use the Holy Herb, so what?
Oh,
of course, there's
gosh.
Nothing sinister about it.
Yes. This is a lot. You have to come back. I would really want you back
I'd
after the Pussy Power
back.
Seminar. Talk about it. And Tamisha will be here.
I would love to come back. But how? Thank you for having
awesome.
Me now.
Awesome. And people can find you on Twitter?
Twitter, I'm at Girl Power, which is G-A-L-P-O-W-A.
Okay.
I'm also on Facebook. My name is Omahlobo. I'm on Instagram. I don't post those nice, fancy, side chick pictures. It's all work, work, work. Yeah. It's actually a bit boring, but fascinating. I'm very active on Facebook. Facebook is where I'm very, very active because I do post tips there. I post a lot of rubbish in between, but I do post very helpful tips.
Well, people will love your Facebook page. So
I'd love that.
Thank you so much for being here, and I can't wait for you
to
come
back.
Thanks
to your mom.
Thank you, mama.
For unearthing me.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.